Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today's going to be an open mic hour. So anytime during this next hour, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And again, here are the telephone numbers that you can call in to. Toll free, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And, of course, that's a worldwide number, so anybody can call in from anywhere. And then we also have a direct line of 530-876-9916. Well, I have a lot of things that I wanted to share with you today. First of all, there's just so much going on in the world, and I was reviewing some material earlier how people were feeling very discouraged because of so many things that seem to be changing so quickly. Their jobs are disappearing. They are finding they're having to look at things in a different way. So I thought I'd share some thoughts with you about different people in history and different individuals that have been able to grow through changes of their own. One of my favorite individuals, in fact, I have something that he published many years ago, and I treasure it quite a bit, is a man called Luther Burbank. This is a man, you may or may not be aware of him, but in the world of agriculture and science, he really made some phenomenal discoveries. Now, this is a man who, from the time he was just a little shaver, he had a natural empathy with nature. In fact, when he was very small, he used to talk to plants. And his parents didn't think his behavior was abnormal at all. They just thought they had a very unusual son, which in truth they did. And anything with Mother Nature, there seemed to be a magic between him and it, whatever it might be. And he, in the course of his career, he lived for a long time, he created a lot of new plants and different types of foods that would be able to withstand different environments. One of them was the Luther potato. Now, hybrids that made plants more beneficial or beautiful, he felt were significant. But from the time he was a little one, he would just love to be alone out in nature. Out in a forest, in a field, it wouldn't make any difference. And it was as if he'd enter into this altered state where the plants would communicate with him. For over 50 years, he would just absolutely have this communion. In fact, when Yogananda came to this country for the first time, he and Luther Burbank became very good friends. And he would talk to Yogananda about how he was able to understand what the plants would communicate to him. Now, many people would listen to this and they would say, oh, the guy was probably nuttier than a fruitcake. Well, his success record was quite good. But he had this way of empathizing with life and taking time to be quiet. Through his observation, through his soul listening, if you will, he was able to develop potatoes that were larger than were grown at the time. They were a lot wider and they had flavor to them. He was able to develop a spineless desert cactus that cattle could eat, and they, really benefited from it. It was a food for them. He also developed a blackberry that had no thorns. And if ever you've been out blackberry picking, you know how much that would be appreciated. He grew plums without pits and strawberries that could ripen year-round. He developed trees that were more resistant to frost. He also developed walnut shells that were thinner, so you were able to crack them more readily. Any flower like daisies, calla lilies, not only were they stronger and more beautiful with his magical touch and with his research that he developed from his studying of nature, But many times they developed a fragrance that was just absolutely wonderful, and the dahlia was given a new fragrance because of his research. The amaryllis, oh, if ever you've had one, we've got one blooming at home right now, and it's got a double bloom on it. It's absolutely an awesome flower. Well, he developed them so that they were more brilliant in color, and today we have amaryllis of all kinds of colors. And the world's greenhouse overall just literally came alive with all kinds of new developments. But his manner of dealing with nature, they describe it as being so childlike. He would make no judgments, and he said the plants actually would talk to him. He would observe them and listen. And he said many times the plants gave him the insights that he needed to be able to make the changes that would actually make them better than what they were. This was a man of tremendous faith and a man who said, this world is so phenomenal. I'm just so glad I can do what I can do to make it better. Luther Burbank and others like Luther are people that should inspire us, because one of the things they teach us is that we need to take the time sometimes just to listen, sometimes just to be still. It is so easy to get busy where you're buzzing around all the time. You're busy being busy and getting busier and busier. And it's so easy to get in that trap. If you take the time where you can be quiet, it gives you an opportunity to develop focus. And I think that's one of the big lessons that I have really been paying attention to this year especially, because it's so easy with doing the show and traveling and making, you know, doing appearances. You're going in 10,001 different directions, and you wonder why you've not been able to get certain projects done. Well, that's where focus comes in and where time management comes in. And I'm not saying life is a perfect straight line. If you're a regular listener, you know I say so frequently, life isn't a straight line. You're going to have all kinds of curves. You're going to have all kinds of bumps and grinds that maybe are not anticipated. But the thing is that if you are focused enough where you make sure that you give the delegated time to what you need to do and you are disciplined about it, you will find that you're going to get things done. I was sending an email to someone earlier today, and they were wanting to talk about different projects and different things, and I said, I'm going to have to say I can give you just a little bit of time, but I'm going to have to focus on what is right in front of me right now, so I've got to take care of this. And even if an emergency comes up, like one came up for us yesterday that involved a friend that I mentioned it to you on the air a little bit, you need to know that it's important. You can take care of those emergencies. You can get to them. But being present with where you are, with what's going on, and with keeping your focus is going to enable you to get a lot more done. It's amazing when you do that how things will fall into place. Otherwise, you can do what I've done so many times, and I'm sure some of you can relate to it. You find yourself at the end of the day, and you know you have been busy. And you can even make a list of all the things that you've done. But maybe we need to review that list and ask ourselves, did we really have to do a third of it? Could we have eliminated a third? What could we have done with our time management that would have allowed us to stay focused on something we really needed to do? It is a matter of priority. And I think it is a discipline. It's an ongoing one. Trust me, you never get there. It's always going to have to be paid attention to. But it's something that if you can just give yourself that agenda where, again, you can keep a focus and you can learn to say no to what's distracting you. Like Luther Burbank, you may find yourself being able to do some things that otherwise you would never have dreamed possible because you're giving yourself that quiet space, you're giving yourself that time to observe and to listen, and you're giving yourself that gift of maybe introspection that you need so that you can really look at what your priorities are and take care of them appropriately. I found a poem, I don't know who wrote it, but it's called Yesterday Said Yesterday to Tomorrow. They're talking with each other, yesterday and tomorrow. And here's how it reads. When I was young, like you, I too was fond of boasting of all I meant to do, but while I fell a-dreaming along the pleasant way, before I scarcely knew it, I found I was today. And as today so quickly my little course was run, I had not time to finish one half the things begun. Would I could try it over, but I can ne'er go back. A yesterday forever, I now must be, alack. And so much good tomorrow, if you would make a name that history shall cherish upon its roll of fame, be all prepared and ready your noblest part to play in those fleeting new hours when you shall be today. I found it just so apropos with what I wanted to share with you today. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call. This is an open mic hour today. You can chat with me at any time. We have a toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. That's worldwide. Anyone can call in from anywhere toll-free. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-9916. That's 530-876-9916. Now, I want to mention to you, have a pad of paper handy and a pen, because I'm going to be sharing with you a Tex-Mex burrito bake. Oh, my Mexican food, I just love. And it's something that it's so easy to fix, usually, and it has so much flavor. And, of course, the spicier it is, the better I like it. That's just my bias. So, anyway, I'll be sharing that with you. Now, I wanted to tell you something also. Yesterday, I had mentioned on the show that I'd gotten call from a family that I knew that had gone through a very devastating series of circumstances. And I wanted to share with you what I went through yesterday, because I felt that this was something that was a serious emergency. Their home is going into foreclosure. And you may know of someone that is going through a situation like that at this time. I mean, we're seeing foreclosure signs popping up around in the Pacific Northwest. I think they have more foreclosure listings at this time than in, since the early 80s. But regardless, I wanted you to know that there was an option that I discovered. After the show, I started calling some people that I knew of in the banking industry. And what came about was most interesting. One of the persons that I called, that they said, you know, Donna, there is an option that can be considered. And I had brought up the subject because my husband had said, we know this family that is losing their home. Maybe they could do a reverse mortgage. So I said, okay, I'm going to ask some questions. So I got on the phone, like I said, and made the phone calls. I encountered two different banking specialists, and they said a reverse mortgage, if someone is over the age of 62, can be utilized to help handle a foreclosure. So this was a situation where members of the family were of different ages, and I had the privilege of talking with a particular man, and he gave me all kind of particular information that if you should like to have some information on this for someone that you know that is 62 or older or has a member in the family, in the home, where there is going to be a foreclosure, there are some options to work with. Don't hesitate to give me a call, and I'll be glad to pass along the contact information to you. And my office number is 800-872-8852. The reason I'm mentioning this to you is that my husband gave me a thought, but if I had not followed up with phone calls, and I didn't know whether or not I was even going to get a reasonable answer, I didn't have all of the facts, but I had enough information to work with. The truth was that when people heard about the situation, the two individuals that I spoke with that were financial professionals, they are financial professionals, I should say, they were able to respond accordingly. And apparently there is a government program that subsidizes this particular program, and it enables you then to get some assistance. So please, if you know of anyone that's going through that kind of a difficulty, don't hesitate to give me a call, because I feel information is worth sharing. And if you have some insights where there might be some additional details where someone could get some help, let me know. Don't hesitate to send me an email, Donna at DelphiInternational.com. because that's part of what this show is about, is empowering people and letting them know that they have options. And I got a phone call from the family earlier today, and they said, thank you, we didn't even think we had any options. They thought they were going to end up on the street. They're not. But it took action, and it took communication with people, and that's what you need to remember. There are answers, but if you don't open your mouth and ask the questions, you don't know where your help is going to come from. If you don't ask, you don't get. That's an old adage I've been told for years, and I really find as I'm getting older that's very, very true. And there's a lot of people that care. So don't think you're alone out there if you're having a difficult time. This is Donna Sebo. Do we have a caller? I thought I heard a beep. I don't think we do. So anyway, if you wanted to give me a buzz, call me at 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. And again, the 888, you know, is toll-free, but the 530 is a direct line as well, 530-876-9916. 9916. Stones are a fascinating component, and I don't know about you, but I am always interested in why stones get the names that they do. And some of them are very scientific, but have you ever heard of the stone Apache Tears? I hadn't. And I've got a picture of it in front of me, and it's black, and then it's got a mixture of white in it. When I'm looking at this photograph, I thought, wow, this is something that I've never heard of. I've never heard of this stone, but there's a lot of things I haven't heard of, so it's always fun to learn about something new. Now, if you're into stones, there is so much information, and I can recommend a marvelous book to you called The Book of Stones. It's by Robert Simmons and Nisha Asian. The photographs in this publication, and I received it a while back. This is a wonderful couple, and they do so much research. So if this is something you really like getting into and finding out the facts about stones, you want to get this one because it's good. But Apache Tears are a variety of obsidian, and it's a silica-rich, glassy, volcanic rock. Now, it doesn't have a lot of water in it. And obsidian has been used by Native Americans for centuries. The hardness is like a 5 to a 5.5. Now, they're native to Mexico and the Southwest here in the U.S. Now, the reason they were called Apache Tears is that there's an old story about an Apache Indian tribe that had been pursued by cavalry. And it said that the warriors were forced over a precipice to their deaths, and the dark tears of grief of the Apache women were solidified into these droplet-shaped stones, which can be found in the area. Now, they're typically roundish, about 1/2 inch to 1 inch in diameter, and sometimes they're semi-transparent, sometimes not so. But they're also like a black brown in color. And again, the photograph that I have in front of me, there's a lot of white that's mixed in with it. Now, according to research and to those that feel that every stone has its own frequency and can be utilized in a way to help you as an individual, the Apache Tears apparently have been considered something that's very, very positive to have in your environment if you want to keep negative away. And they're very small, and you can get them where they're highly polished. You can put them in a pouch or a pocket, but a lot of times they make beautiful, beautiful jewelry as well. And according to Roberts, he said, they link easily with one's emotional body and can be used to cleanse and heal old wounds or emotional baggage that you might be carrying from the past, regardless of when it occurred. And it's also very good for processing and releasing emotional patterns that just keep you stuck. And they're wonderful when you're wanting to meditate. If you feel like you're having any blockages of any kind, they can really assist you. And again, it is something that apparently, if you are wanting to develop your own psychic abilities, that it's very good to have it in your environment. They say it's sort of a vacuum cleaner for negative frequencies. And just a nice bit of information about a stone that I don't know that many of us have ever heard of, but maybe some of you have. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. This is going to be an open mic. It is an open mic hour. Telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's a worldwide number, toll free. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me tell you what I perceive. I'm an information resource, and I'm delighted to share that with you. Or you could call directly at 530-876-9916. 876-9916. A little bit of trivia for you today, and this one I just thought was fun. Villages in Central America during the 18th century were told that chocolate that had been considered the drink of the gods by other cultures was not the drink of the gods. It was the drink of the devil. And no one under 60 was allowed to imbibe under threat of excommunication from the Catholic Church. Isn't it amazing what people come up with that they give labels to? Of course, that's not the case today. But it's fascinating how people will tack on labels historically. And you can read back through history. It's absolutely amazing what they will choose to shift into to make something bad. It could have been perfectly all right, fine, just doing beautifully, but all of a sudden, we've got to make it something bad. Think of the poor, soulful tomato. Look at how many years that poor fruit, that's right, it's a fruit, was bandied about and just criticized. And today, how many of us use it in food? A lot of us. This is Donna Sebo. We have a caller on the line. Let's go to our first caller today. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Happy to be talking with you.
Well, it's a delight to talk with you, dear. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
It's Pat from New Haven, Connecticut.
New Haven. Well, I'm delighted that you have been able to be a part of the show. And, Pat, let's just say something right now. I'm getting in my mind that you need to really dump some of the fears that you've got. I'm seeing you in, I call, the stall mode. And it's like I'm getting an image of a Model T Ford, and you've got the key in the ignition, and it's just not cooperating with you. And you're saying to yourself, oh, I'll never get this old fossil to move. The truth is, you don't know how to operate it. So I think what's going on is that there are certain issues right now that you are, I'll use another word, stuck with. And I think all you're doing is trying to drive a Model T Ford. In the sense with understanding and maybe an awareness of how you can deal with things. So let's leave the Model T Ford behind and look for some other options so that you can feel like you can move forward smoothly and easily without having to do things the hard way. And it's asking questions and not being too concerned about what other people think. I really think you're going to break through this really, really quickly. Again, there's fear, and it could be that you're concerned that people are going to label you or they're going to criticize you. I want to say don't even worry about that. If somebody does, then that's their ignorance. You want to move on and make the shift and changes that are going to make a difference in your life. What would you like to ask me about today?
Well, I was wondering if, well, this is all great, and thank you for all of that. That's very helpful, and you're absolutely right. I have been stuck for a long time and trying all different things and wondering when is something going to budge. But I also specifically wanted to ask you, I was given a free consultation health-wise and told that I have the beginning of cancer that's undetectable uterine, and took me by surprise. I wanted to just get your feedback on that.
All right, I'm not picking up anything of that nature, but I will say this to you. Inasmuch as someone gave you a feeling of concern, I would say, because of what I'm looking at with the fluctuation in your hormonal patterning, I would take a very preventative positioning.
Right.
I am not looking at uterine cancer. I'm not picking up anything on that. I'm
okay.
Not getting a picture of information on that one way or the other. But I want you to understand something. Sometimes when people will get images, there may be a shifting in your body hormonally that's occurring. That if you were to take, let's say, certain hormonal combinations, if you were in menopause, let's say, and were having hot flashes, it might not be a good thing for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could throw your body into a patterning that would be not so good.
Okay.
So when this person gave you the information, I don't think they were giving you the information because they were trying to put the concept into your head. I think what they were trying to do is to make you aware that you need to pay attention to your body. Now, let me share with you a very personal experience that I had, and this is a few years ago. I ended up developing dysplasia because I had gone to a physician, being in menopause, and was given abnormally high amounts of estrogen and testosterone, and it was in shots.
Wow.
And when he gave it to me, I mean, he told me, he said, this is it. Well, I never had had a problem with any pap smears. My body's response within like a two-week period was to develop dysplasia, which is a precursor to cervical cancer.
Wow.
So for, and this is my personal experience. So what I realized is that I couldn't be on the hormones at all, this for me as an individual, and everybody's different. And at the time when I had, and I ended up having to go through two surgeries because of that,
wow.
And I'm fine, you know, today. But the key is that when you get information like this, just take it from a positioning of, okay, what can I do to prevent this?
Right.
And we, that is where your responsibility as an individual comes into play. So if you're in menopause and have this fluctuation, then just ask yourself, what alternatives can I work with? So go in and have some blood tests done. Go in and have yourself checked by a GYN. It never hurts to be prudent, ever.
Right. You know, my next question is exactly that. I thought, I really was worried. My body reacted really strongly at first, and then I thought, okay, just settle down. Now, this gentleman is offering to look to see what I need as far as food, as far as what my genetics are. My feeling is I should probably go with that. I've always had a sense that food is, I'm very, very sensitive to food, and maybe this is exactly what I need to get good advice on a diet. I've not heard of, you know, people being affected by food because of their genetics before, but I think it's somewhat close to the book of your blood type.
Well, so, let me make a suggestion. There's a couple of things you can do, and this gentleman is, I think, being forthright with the level of knowledge that he has. And it's true. All of us will respond to different foods differently. So I would encourage you to start doing some reading. And then I would also encourage you to explore kinesiology. And that is, if you've never used it before, it's a very simple process. And it was taught to me many years ago by a client that I had. And this client had a brother who had been very, very ill with a serious disorder. He had an allergy to just about everything, and he was starving to death.
Wow.
He couldn't eat anything. So she studied kinesiology, and she was able to go with him through the grocery store, and she told me how she went aisle by aisle, and she was able to find things that he could ingest without a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is the muscle response to food. So this is something that you could, if you have a base knowledge of that, you could do that for yourself to a degree just to get some feedback and then make your decision, again, based on information. But I still would encourage you to just be prudent and go in and have those tests done and take care of yourself.
Thank you. I've tried kinesiology. Do you see me being successful? I tend to have a hard time with it.
Well, we've got to take a break in just a moment.
Okay.
You want to stay on the line, dear?
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yes, we're going to stay on the line. If you want to do that, you can do that. We'll put you on hold. This is Donna Siebel. This is an open mic day. As you can tell, we're talking about a lot of different things. Give me a buzz if you like at 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back. This is Donna Sebo. Don't go away.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTab Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now, before we go back to Pat, she's got a very interesting question regarding kinesiology. Here's the telephone line. If you want to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. I do want to let you know tomorrow we've got a delightful guest, Lisa Endlich. She is the author of the book Be the Change. You've heard Gandhi's quote, "If you want to change the world, change yourself." And so this is absolutely wonderful. This is about individuals that Lisa has interviewed that are doing exactly that. They are walking their talk. They are making a difference. And we're going to be talking about these fabulous people tomorrow, so you're not going to want to miss it. Donna Sebo here. Let's go back to our caller. And, again, if you want to call in and talk to me, today is an open mic day, 888-815-9756. That's worldwide, toll-free, or 530-876-9916. Pat, you wanted to ask a question about kinesiology. You're familiar with it, but you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself with it. Am I correct?
Exactly. I've tried that along with the pendulum, and I think at some point I get too emotionally involved, and I don't know how to control that.
Well, the pendulum and kinesiology to me are, they're similar, but they're not similar.
Mm-hmm.
The pendulum many, many years ago, I found I could influence that on a subconscious level, and it could practically do a tap dance, and it never worked for me. Some people use it, and it's just marvelous.
Okay.
I think it depends on your mind, the strength of your personality, and if you're able to detach. That's very important, detach. When it comes to the kinesiology, if you're trying to intellectualize very much about it, you can influence it where you're not going to be getting what I call a clear reading. But with the kinesiology, if you can do it with someone else, like this client that so many years ago introduced me to this because of what she did with her brother. Her brother could not do the kinesiology because he wasn't able to stay detached and focused at the same time. The poor guy was starving to death. So what she would do is she worked with him on it, and she did the muscle testing, and it allowed the harmony and the balance to work, and so things turned around for him physically. And she said, boy, this is wonderful. I've known chiropractors that have used it, different persons that are knowledgeable about the chi in the body use it and find it to be a very useful tool.
Mm-hmm.
If you find when you're doing it, you have to watch the activity of your mind, and you have to have a very detached positioning with it where you're non-judgmental about the whole thing.
Okay.
If you wanted to do it, I know when my husband and I tested it out, we were just amazed at the difference, and we had to chuckle. One of the things, anything that had a high amount of fat in it,
yes.
When I would test with anything that had high levels of fat, I had no muscle strength at all, which is an indicator
right.
that it's not good for you.
Right.
When anything with sugar in it, my arm was strong as steel.
Really?
Now, when he was tested, he would test with sugar. His arm was just floppy, weak, and my husband's not a weakling by any stretch of the imagination.
Uh-huh.
But when he had anything with high fat in it, didn't bother him at all.
Wow.
And so with his family history, it wasn't a surprise when we determined this, but it was really a hoot to test him. Because anything that had sugar in it, and he's got a sweet tooth, his arm would just flop like a limp noodle.
Huh.
And, of course, that was great for me because I could never do that with his strength in a million years. So, you know, I could never get the muscles to work that weakly. But it really was quite a demonstration. And every once in a while, we'll remember to try things out. And
yes.
it's something that's a good tool. So if you can find a partner that can work with you on this.
I can't. At the moment, I'm alone, so I have to try to do it myself. But your advice as far as being detached is I will try to focus on that.
Mm-hmm. And just look at it as something that's not personal. And just check it out that way. But the detachment is important because if you start intellectualizing about it, and keep it simple, you know, try some tests.
Okay.
A girlfriend of mine will link her index finger and thumb together. She'll do that on both hands. And then she takes those two circles and then she puts one inside the other. And if she is looking at something or wanting to test something, she's by herself, then she'll say, is this something that's healthy for me? And if she pulls those two circled fingers, sets of fingers, if it's not healthy, it'll split open.
Okay.
No matter what it just won't stay closed. But if it's something that's healthy for her, then she can't seem to open the fingers up. It's a fascinating trick. Just try it.
Thank you. I really appreciate all your advice and the help on this kinesiology. I will just definitely do it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Thanks for your call. Donna Sebo here. This is time for an open mic day, 888-815-9756. And that's worldwide. Anybody can call in. And also we have a direct line of 530-876-9916. Okay, got that pad of paper and pen handy? How about a Tex-Mex burrito bake? Oh, yes. Love Mexican food. And here it is. It's so easy, 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 easy. Now, what you can do is get a can. These are the ingredients. I'm going to share the ingredients with you. It's Progresso's Light Southwestern Style Vegetable Soup. Yes, they have a Southwestern Style Vegetable Soup. You're going to need a cup of instant rice, a teaspoon of oil, one onion, chop it up. It's going to be about a cup of onion by the time you're finished. a pound of ground beef, and maybe you'd like to substitute ground turkey, whatever is, you know, whatever is your desire, whatever you like. And then 2.5 teaspoons of dry Southwest seasoning, and you need 11 ounces of Southwestern style corn drained. And then 1 package of shredded Mexican style cheese, and that's an 8-ounce package of that hot jalapeno pepper cheese. Oh, it's one of the favorites around the SIBO household. Well, then you're going to have about 2 cups. A half a pound makes about 2 cups shredded. And then, preference, you'll get a can of enchilada sauce and mild, if you're like us, you like it spicy, so maybe you want it medium hot or hot hot, whatever your taste buds desire. Choose the heat of your enchilada sauce. And then you're going to need a package of the, it's a 20-ounce package of burrito-sized flour tortillas. You're going to need about 8 of them. So this is how simple this is. Oh, smell good? You're going to need to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to need a 13-by-9-inch baking dish. Now, this is so simple, and it's very fast. You need to spray your baking dish, because obviously this anything sticks in your baking dishes if you don't with a nonstick cooking spray. And in another pot, in a pot, you want to combine your soup and your rice, and you want, over high heat, you want to bring the soup to a boil. And, of course, your instant rice, all you have to do is cover it, remove it from the heat, and you let it stand, and the rice will be all cooked in about 7 to 10 minutes. Now, while that is doing its stuff all by itself on that burner, once you've brought it to a boil and you put the lid on, then you have a large nonstick skillet. You want to put oil, the teaspoon of oil. That's all you're going to need in a nonstick skillet. If you don't have a nonstick skillet, use a little bit more oil so you will be able to keep things from sticking to your pan. But anyway, then you put in your onion, and you cook that until it's softened. It depends on the heat you use. Could be about 5 minutes, but you want to stir it while it's cooking. Then you want to put your beef in after the onion is cooked to the degree that you like it cooked. You add your beef then and your seasoning. You cook it, stirring until it's nice and brown. Takes a few more minutes. Remove from the heat, then stir in the rice mixture that's been sitting in the pot because it'll be all ready for you by the time you're ready to add it. You stir in the corn and 1.5 cups of your spicy cheese, and you mix it all together. Now, you have your baking dish. It's all sprayed with the nonstick cooking spray ready waiting for you, and you want to put 1/2 cup of your enchilada sauce in the bottom of it. And then you, with each of your tortillas, remember you're going to have 8 of them, you're going to put 3/4 cup of your beef mixture in the center of each tortilla, and then you want to roll it up tightly. You don't need to close up the ends, but you want to roll up your tortilla with the meat tightly, and then place it seam side down into your baking dish. And then, of course, the remaining enchilada sauce goes right over your tortillas, and then you cover it with foil. Now, it's really easy from here on out. You just bake it for about 30 minutes at 350 degrees, and then at the 30-minute point, the alarm goes off, reach in, get that dish, remove the foil, and then sprinkle the remaining 1/2 cup of cheese. And if you're like me, you cheat a little. Yeah, you put on extra. We like lots of cheese. You can put that on there, and then you bake it until the cheese is melted, and that's going to take another 2 or 3 minutes. And if you want it to have a nice brown, turn on the broiler. I've done that to brown up the cheese, but it will, that is your choice, but you just leave it in 350-degree oven. The cheese will melt. If you want it to have a little, again, a little bit of browning, turn on the broiler for just a minute or two, and it will just make a fabulous dish served with a salad. Terrific. Maybe you want to add something that I think would really go well with this, or some additional jalapenos on the side, or maybe you want hot sauce, depends on how spicy your enchilada sauce is. But you might want to have a few condiments. But a good salad with this is just absolutely a perfect balance, and everybody's going to love it. Of course, if you have kids, the mild sauce is probably going to be the better way to go. But if you got adults, find out their heat levels and then adjust it accordingly. Donna SIBO here. We are going to be taking a break in just a moment. When we come back, I'm going to be sharing a story with you about two women that are making a difference. And they didn't think they were going to be able to achieve that, but they are. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Don't forget, you can call me if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's the toll-free number worldwide that you can call into if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Well, I wanted to share this story. Remember, I was talking to you earlier in the hour about finding out about someone that was in desperate need regarding foreclosure and how by making phone calls to different people I was able to find a resolution for them. Well, I want you to know about 2 women, Pat Swanson and Ann Drake. Now, these ladies have been friends for years. They had had their families, you know, about the same time, and of course the kids are all grown up and out of the house now. But they get together and just chat, like so many friends like to do, keeping in touch. But Pat and Ann weren't satisfied with their lives. They found that, yes, after the kids left the house, they were beginning to experience the empty nest syndrome, but they said, well, I don't want to get stuck in that. There's got to be something I can do that can make a difference. They were both working women, but they thought, we want something that's going to give us a sense of purpose. Well, when Pat was doing some brainstorming with Ann, she said, you know, I think I'd like to start a charity. Well, those of you listening may think, good grief, who wants another charity? We've got so many out there. But listen to the rest of this story. These 2 women decided that they wanted to do exactly that. Now, they didn't have a clue what it was that they were going to evolve into. But they knew there were a lot of friends that they had that were empty nesters, just like they were, in their 40s and 50s. And they thought, hey, maybe they'd like to help us. So, while they were sitting in the restaurant, they pulled pins out of their purses, took hold of the paper napkins that were there. I wonder how many geniuses have done that. And they started scribbling down names of people. They were just, well, who else do we know? Da, 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 da. Well, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And they said, wow, look at all these names that we've got. After collecting all of these names, they didn't really know what they were going to do, and they were still trying to figure some things out. But Pat came across a newspaper article, and it was titled Share Your Souls, S-O-L-E-S, is the choose, the souls, Share Your Souls. And this is an organization that collects shoes that have not been worn a lot, you know, maybe been worn a little bit by someone, for women and children in impoverished countries. And she said, hey, we could do this. So they had a get-together with all their friends and said, we will hope that maybe you can help us out with this. By the end of the evening, the get-together they put together, 24 women all brainstormed, came up with an idea, Chicks for Charities. Yes, that's the name, Chicks for Charities. And they said, you know, we all feel so grateful about our lives and what we have. Let's see what we can do. So every one of them went into their closets, looked for anything that they really didn't wear very much that could be sent to people, and they went and asked their friends. This is the ripple effect. And do you know what? All of these women, with their friends, families, and associates, they ended up with 2,100 pairs of shoes that were able to be sent to Guatemala. These two women looked at each other and said, wow, look at what we did just with our concept. Well, the other women that had been involved in this liked it so much, they said, what else can we do? They were having a blast. They felt, again, that they were so fortunate, but this had been so successful, what else could they do? Well, they decided with the Chicks for Charities, there was going to be a $10 a month dues to cover whatever materials they might need. And they said, let's, with that $10 a month, let's go out and buy materials and let's knit some warm blankets for our local homeless shelter. Well, they ended up doing that. They got so involved, they delivered a whole slew of blankets to the homeless shelter. And they were told how much a difference it made. Well, then one of the people in their group ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer, and the woman that was diagnosed with this knew that she was going to lose her hair when she went through the treatment, and she had found out how many women, how many patients, weren't able to afford wigs. Well, Chicks for Charities held a Bowling for Cancer fund, raising $10,000, and they were able to present that check to the local hospital's cancer care program. And Anne looked, turned to Pat, she said, can you believe your ideas led to all of this? And Pat said, this is so cool. Can you believe it? Well, since then, these two women with this organization, with whom they've got a number of members, they have adopted needy families for the holidays, pinched in at soup kitchens, raised another $6,000 for breast cancer patients and their particular needs. And do you know what? They've got sister groups that have formed their little nuclei, and they're popping up in different countries as well as states throughout the United States. And the people that are participating say the greatest gift that they have gotten is the new friendships they've developed. The spirits of interaction have just been so positive. They say it's just great. And they have found a new purpose in their lives. They haven't looked at their lives as not having value. This has given them a whole new purpose. And Anne said, who would ever have thought that this time of our lives would be this amazing? That's not what we were taught was going to happen when we got older. Our lives are supposed to be dull and monotonous. Fat chance. And Pat said, banding together really helps everyone. Now, I thought I heard a beep. Is there somebody on the phone line? Nope, I don't think so. Okay, well, anyway, it's a great story, and it should inspire you to realize whether or not you're like Pat and Ann and you're sitting at a restaurant, you decide that you want to do something that is unique and unusual, as they did, but they didn't even know what they were going to do. They just said, what if? And they took it from there, and they've had nothing but adventures since then. And look at how many people's lives they've affected on so many different levels. If you don't believe that you make a difference, then just think about Pat and Ann. They had no hidden agendas. They didn't have a clue about what it was going to do for them or where it was going to lead them. Your light needs to shine, too, and it can shine as brightly as you want it to. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be talking about how you can be the change. That's right, tomorrow, right here, same time, same place, on the Donna Sebo Show. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous day. Count your blessings. You've got so many. You probably will run out of time to be able to add them all up. Enjoy your day wherever you are. God bless. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.